teaches a halacha on Amud Beis in the middle of the discussion, based off the Mishnah on yesterday's daf. The name of Rabbi Shaya, the Gemara brings that if a person had to bring a korban chatas, a sin offering, but was worried it might get lost, so what does he do? Then therefore separates two chatas animals to be on the safe side in the event that one could get lost, and that way he would make sure that he wouldn't lose out on the opportunity. He will gain kapara with one of them, and the other one will be left to graze. Now, the grazing concept is until it develops a blemish, and then sells it, and the sales proceeds will be used to purchase a olas nedava, a voluntary offering. Tosos explains that the person bringing the korban will say, quote-unquote, one of these, of the two, will be a korban chatas, and the other one will be a guarantee, will be la'achrayas. So ask Tosos, if neither gets lost, then why does the second one have to be put aside to graze, implying that it does have kedusha when the other one was used as the korban? But what's going on here? You don't actually have a shem chatas on both. You can only bring a sin offering on one of the animals. So by saying that the second one has to go and graze, you're saying that it does have some kind of status. So what's going on? What's going on, and how do we understand this? Tosos quotes the Ri that in Achinami we hold that this second animal really should just be a behemoth chulin, should just really be treated as a non-sanctified animal. But the Chachamim, the rabbis, had some kind of tradition, had a mesorah in this particular case of the achrayas, of the guaranteed animal, that it's left to graze in this unique case. Now, we also may not explain this case that the person said, hare lo behemos chataos. In other words, so these ones, hare elu, so the person will say, these are both sin offerings, because of the principle, kol davar she'ein ochal b'zeh, achar zeh, bevas achas ein ochal. This concept means that when something cannot be accomplished sequentially, one after another, then it cannot be accomplished simultaneously either. This is based on a Gemara, Maseches Erev, and Daf Nun Amud Alef. What's going on here is as follows. You can't have one chatas requirement be applied to two animals. That's what Tosos is learning out of here. Therefore, Chazal must have had some kind of tradition for this special case. An interesting halachic application of the second point comes in the halachos of Pesach. We have motzi matzah. So what do we do in our practice? We pick up, the Shulchan Aruch brings, we pick up two whole matzahs together, which represents the hamotzi, lechem mishnah, as we do for hamotzi, with the broken piece, the other half that was put away for later on in the Seder. So we have two and a half matzahs, we make two brachas, Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, hamotzi lechem min ha'aretz, and al asher kitchanu, al achilat matzah. We break from both the whole and the half matzah to eat. Now the achronim, later achronim explain that it has to be done this way, specifically this way, because if we'd say, do bezeh or zeh, if we'd say you do it one after another, in other words, make hamotzi first, and then eat the whole matzah, and then make an alechilas matzah on the half, but you've already eaten the matzah, so you can't make a bracha that I was commanded to eat matzah after you've already eaten matzah off of the hamotzi. And you can't make the alechilas matzah without the making the hamotzi first. So the Bach and the Taz and Tafai and Hey bring from the Maharal, but don't we hold Kol She'eno Eino Vasachas Afilu Bezeach Arze Eino? Comes Maharal and says, nah, how does that work? You can't do one after another. So answers the Taz, here it's really a goof echem. We're dealing with the matzah, it's true. You have the mishnah, you have the whole matzah, and you have the half matzah. That's true, but it's all considered one, it's one entity. And in Machshava, the whole represents freedom, and the half represents the slavery. And at the Seder, we're meant to reflect on both the slavery, and in order to do that, we can appreciate the freedom.